Hi, I'm Dr. Holly Tett, and with over a decade working in clinical psychology and dog behaviour, I've built my business into a small but mighty empire, allowing me to help thousands of dogs and their people each year. And the best bit? I'm no longer burning myself out in the process. And now I'd love to help you to do the same. This is the first dog trainer podcast to delve into the real talk when it comes to working as a dog professional, the highs, the lows, and how to provide emotional support for the dog, the human caregiver, and also for you, the trainer. So if you're a force-free dog pro who cares deeply for the dogs and people that you help, you are in the right place. Welcome to Training Dogs, Training People, and Keeping Our Together. Hello there, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to ask you a question, and that is, do you have to struggle to succeed? Do you have to struggle to succeed in your business? And the reason I wanted to ask you that question is because I hear lots and lots of narrative about the need to hustle, the need to be getting up at 5 a.m. and working before you start your other job, the need to be coming home and working until midnight if that's not your usual schedule. That's definitely my usual schedule. I'm 100% a night owl. But if you're someone that normally gets up at 6, 7, 8 a.m., working till 2 and 3 in the morning may not be the best idea for you. So this idea that we have to constantly be pushing, constantly be looking for the next opportunity, working super, super hard, trying everything we can to get our business off the ground, or if your business is already off the ground, to grow your business. And I think a lot of this comes from the idea that we have to work hard in order to deserve results, in order to deserve success in whichever way you measure success personally. It's this mentality that if we don't work hard and we don't really, really drive to something, that actually we don't deserve it and we just got lucky, or I don't know, there's other people who are better deserving of it than you are. And that's just not the case. I mean, often I think this comes from childhood, or even if it's not that far back, it can come from those that are around us in our world that kind of perpetuate this myth that you need to work really hard for something. I know when I was a child, my mum had a saying that went something like, if you don't work for it, it's not worth it, or something like that. And it was, she would say it to try and encourage me to do my homework and to do my schoolwork, and tell me, you know, if you really want to impress the teacher, which of course I did because I was a little nerd, if you really want to impress the teacher, then you need to work really hard on this. Don't do a half-hearted job. Now, don't get me wrong, there is a time for hustle. There is a time for working hard, getting your head down, meeting that deadline, achieving some kind of goalpost or milestone that you've set for yourself. I'm not saying slack off by any stretch of the imagination, but working hard and working towards something positively is not the same as struggling. Those are two very different things. And if you are waking up every single morning and you do a big sigh and you think, oh my gosh, I've got so much to do today. I don't even know how I'm going to fit a dog walk in. I don't even know how I'm going to be able to help my child with their homework or call my best friend. I don't have enough hours in the day, and I certainly don't have any time for looking after myself. If that's where you are right now, you probably are struggling, and chances are, if you are in that position, your business probably is struggling too, because we can spend an awful lot of time in this hustle mode, as I've spoken about before, doing lots and lots of busy work and not actually pushing things forward. And yes, part of that is the type of tasks that you're doing, but the other part of that is actually the mentality that you're holding, the way you're feeling and the way you're viewing things. Because if you are feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm so burnt out, everything feels hard, this is taking too long, I want results now, I don't want to wait, then you're in that kind of lack mindset, as it's often referred to. You're thinking about the negatives rather than focusing on everything that's going well or the plans that you have for the future. So a couple of bits of advice that I would have for you here. If you find yourself following a course, following a path that was actually built with someone else in mind, so maybe right now, let's be real, lots of people do this. Maybe you are following another trainer, behaviorist, dog professional. You love what they do and you're trying to emulate them. Now, I'm not saying you're copying them, but you're saying, oh, that's
a really cool way of describing that. How can I describe that, but in my own way? Or I loved that thing that they put out. Oh, can I do something like that? Now, in a sense, there's nothing wrong with that because you're looking around the industry and you're saying, oh, that looks really cool. I'd like to do something like that. But it's the way that you do it. If you say, okay, I'm gonna do a challenge because they've done a challenge. I'm gonna do a webinar because they've done a webinar. They're on a different path from you. They have different goals from you. They have different attributes from you. And sure, you may do great at a webinar just like they did, but it needs to come from you. And the drive to do that webinar or whatever it might be needs to be something that's within you. So following someone else's path can be really, really detrimental. We really want to try and forge our own path. And how we go about doing that depends person to person, but it's really about remembering what's my reason, what's my reason and my passion for doing this business and trying to drive it up from there rather than following along with somebody else. The other thing which I think is important is doing something for a certain amount of time. So this ties into those beliefs of actually, oh gosh, I need to struggle to succeed. So, you know, I only started my business a month ago. I only started my business 6 months ago or 4 years ago. I wouldn't expect to be doing anything near what these other trainers are doing right now. I'm just not at that level yet. Says who? Who told you that you had to struggle for a set amount of time to be able to get to a point where you deserve to be successful? Absolutely not. There is, you know, anything is possible. Absolutely anything is possible in business. That's the beauty of entrepreneurship. You can do whatever the heck you want. You can change that course a million times and reroute and go and do something else. So there is no certain amount of time that you have to have struggled for in order to be successful. And the third point is thinking about doing something in the right way. And that's kind of similar to the first thing that I mentioned. But rather than actually copying someone else's path, you might have your own path. So you've decided, let's say, I want to build my TikTok account to 100,000 followers. That's something that's meaningful to me. I think I can make some sales from that. That's what I'm going to focus on in 2023, for example. So doing something the right way, according to some random guru person online, coach, whoever it might be, and you say, oh, I'm really interested in building my TikTok account. And they say, I mean, nice idea, but actually I think you should focus on your SEO for your website. And you kind of go, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do what you said then. But that little voice in your head says, but I really wanted to build my TikTok account. Now I'm doing my SEO. Yes, seek advice from those that have gone before you and ask them, can I make tweaks to this? Can I change this? Should I focus on something else first? And how can I weave this in? A good coach should ask you why you want to do this new idea you have, what you think you can get out of it, not just in terms of money and results in that sense or followers, but actually, is it going to help build your brand? Is it going to help spread your message? Is it going to tap into that why and that reason that you do what it is that you do? So there shouldn't be a right way. There's a million ways to tackle anything in business. So try and think about what's my right way. Okay, so just to summarize, you do not have to struggle to succeed. You get to choose your path and what feels right to you. You make the decision to stick at something or to move on when it doesn't feel right anymore. And you have the right and the option to seek support in whatever capacity you like. And you get to decide whether you take that support or whether you say, actually, I'm going to do it a little bit differently. There is no achieve this by this date. Just like with our dogs and our human clients, we always say to them, you do it at your pace and your dog's individual pace. So why, tell me, should it be any different from you, for you? Okay, I hope that was helpful. I'll speak to you soon, and I really look forward to seeing lots and lots of you at the Keynote Conference this year. It is most amazing event that we do of the entire year, and you can register for free to get access to almost 30 interviews from world-class trainers, behaviourists and experts from around the world who have come to share their expertise and knowledge with you. You can register at www.kindnessisessentialnotoptionaldogconference.com/2023, and I will put that link in the show notes as well. Take care.